This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS. Just we wake up to these bad decisions around September, October every year. Like, what have we been doing all year?
And I said, we realized this on a Friday night when you can't do anything and we panic all weekend.
But it just sometimes takes a quick phone call and what you've been dealing with for 9 months or longer years. I mean, in regards to this podcast, that's what we're talking about.
Not the podcast itself, just things around the podcast.
So we're just bad business people, Kate. I mean, and I don't think anybody has a shocked face when we say,
I hope not.
We've woken up to these things. They're always like, yeah, we've been watching it all year.
That's not our wheelhouse. It never was. I never pretended it was. I'm not a business person. I don't know what it's like to own a company.
Yeah, you own one, sort of.
Oh, we own a company, right? This is technically a company. Look how well it's doing.
But you said we've had one a year. Maybe we should stop this.
No. I said we realize bad decisions. Once, this is the second year where we realize some bad decisions, and we usually rectify that in September. September's our magic month.
I'd like to stop them in January if they start in January. Do we need like weekly meetings? No, God forbid.
Please, no.
Can you imagine if we had a scheduled meeting every Wednesday about pants?
No. It would start off with really good intentions, and within a very short matter of time, we'd then lead to, oh God, I have another meeting about pants.
But do you, how do you really feel? But do you think pants could be much bigger if we just like ran it better?
In what way?
I mean, we're doing all right. I mean, we're doing well enough to keep going. It's just...
Yeah. I think you have to...
I don't
to,
know.
Well, think of the specifics with that. What does that look like to you? Could we be doing better?
How? Right. We're never going to get better at the actual thing.
But I think that's the beauty of that. We've already made peace. We've made peace with that.
Okay. Well, you call it beauty. Ali Adler called it micro stories. I was like, which is true.
Leisha Seinfeld ran for a number of years in one of the biggest shows ever. And that whole show is based on micro problems, about nothing, essentially.
I love that you keep comparing us to Seinfeld. Yet,
Seinfeld is one of the few sitcoms I actually really enjoyed.
Right.
When I was 18, I would get really high and watch Seinfeld. And it was my favorite thing to do at night.
Okay. And you think we're the same? I get the comparison.
It's in the vein.
By the
I
way.
Wouldn't say identical, but it's in the family. We're cousins.
So outside of the concept and the podcast itself, do you think we lack in areas that we could otherwise do better in?
I think we could always be better in things. But that's why I'm asking to use an example, because it is
okay,
a podcast.
Well, I feel like this year merch, we did really great. We got fantastic merch.
And we decided how we're going to handle merch from here on out, which is great. So we got that settled.
Right.
Congratulations to us.
Which is?
We're going to do capsule drops.
Oh, I didn't know they were called capsules.
Yeah, little capsules. You drop a little capsule, it sells out. That's it. And then, you know, six months later.
Okay.
You're like, we came up with this other thing. Here it is.
Right. Yeah. I knew they were called drops. And I know people are saying good fit. That's like another thing.
Well, fit so is like, we had a conversation
is when you put
about
it on.
This.
Right.
Fit is the new
after
way of
you get
saying,
the drop, you have a good fit.
Out is out. And you just say fit now. It's too much to say out.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because fit is short for outfit. So
oh, I see what you're saying.
It's too much
yes.
work to say out. So you just say fit.
It's way too, takes way too much time.
Took me ages to figure that one out. And I'm still caught off guard when someone says it. I've gotten a little better, but still it catches me.
Do you know that I just learned that that's what it meant when you said it? I thought it was just like good fit, like it fits well. Good fit.
Yeah, good outfit fits well. It could mean both. But you say that with I like your outfit. Usually when you like someone's outfit, it's because it fits well and or it's a great
outfit.
It just
has good style.
Point is, it's the same damn thing. And we're just too lazy to say out now.
I guess people don't have time to do much of anything anymore.
No, we don't. We have the attention spans of a goldfish. We don't have time to say full words.
Meanwhile, I went to one party yesterday. And then I came home and you know what I did?
Went to sleep.
I watched a movie. Huh?
Oh, what movie?
No, I sat on the couch.
Cute.
I was like,
what
you
movie?
Know what? My life's about to get super busy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take tonight for myself. Kim's out of town. And I'm going to watch a movie.
What did you watch?
I watched Closer or Closer.
Oh, the wait, I've seen that.
I actually wondered which one it was.
Is that the one with Jude Law and Natalie Portman? And I didn't like that movie.
I didn't like it. And I hate to say it publicly, but I've heard so much about this movie.
Oh, everyone loved it. I thought I was an anomaly.
People love this movie. And it's been the one movie I'm like, not one, but one of many that I need to, that you hear about. And you're like, I got to watch it. It drove me crazy.
Hated it. I was expecting to be bowled over.
I was like, this is so unrealistic. When Clive Davis, that's not his name.
No, Clive Owen. Isn't Clive Davis? Clive Davis is a music mogul.
He is.
No.
He's not in the movie. Let's be clear. Sorry.
Clive Owen, right?
Yes. Thank you. When Clive Owen, I wish Clive Davis had shown up. It would have been a fun, like.
It would have been out of.
Event. It just would have helped. Anyway, Clive, what's his name?
Owen.
Shows up to Julie Roberts' aquarium visit and starts talking so sexually because he's been, you know, misled by Jude Law. Who cares? But I was like, there's no way she would sit there and listen to this. It was very unrealistic to me, the whole thing.
That movie came out in the early 2000s or mid 2000s.
2003 or something.
Yeah, something like that. And everyone loved it because it was, if memory serves, it was about relationships and the minutiae of relationships and cheating and whatever. So everyone thought it was great. And I was like, this is deadly.
It's terrible.
I don't care about any of these people.
I love every one of these people.
Yeah, they're all talented. Not the actors, just the characters. I don't care. I was expecting to really be impressed by really getting a life lesson of human behavior.
Me too. I mean, I've heard, like I said, a lot of people have been like, have you seen it? Have you seen it? No, I've never. So I was like, you know what? Tonight's the night. I would have had the time to say outfit is my point. I had a lot of time on my hands last night.
All week I have felt like Sisyphus. Do you know who Sisyphus is from Greek mythology?
It.
He was the guy that would push a big rock up a hill. He'd get to the top and the damn thing would fall down
Greek
again.
Greek mythology. You still love this shit.
So I felt like Sisyphus for the last 7 days. Mm-hmm. And so last night I too went to a party. And it was the first time I had been social in a really long time.
How'd you do?
I was like, oh my God, people. Everyone's smiling and having a drink and wearing cute outfits. And I realized how I've just been so locked in working that I haven't, I was like, oh, right, talking to people.
Right. I didn't go to that party.
No, you went to another one. But my point is that it was a sort of a reprieve of like, oh, right, there is a world outside, because I've had such a tunnel vision.
Yeah. And you took Angel and you guys had each other. I went by myself to a party. Have you ever done that?
I have. Yeah, I have.
Okay. So I knew a couple of people there. But mostly, I'm going to say within the like 60 to 100 people that were there, I knew maybe five.
Okay. That's better than
started feeling bad after a while. So I brought my little camera just to have an activity, which is maybe strange, but
Is this for the analog Lisha Haley travel journal?
It's interesting you said analog. So yesterday morning, I decided that I needed a Polaroid camera, like a camera where I could just, you know, they spit them out because they make really cool ones now. So I was researching these for like, I'm going to say a good 2 hours. I finally landed on the one I wanted to get. And it's both digital and film. So it's like really cool. It's pretty big. And then I called Kim. She's in Toronto at the
Film Festival. Yeah.
And she probably didn't have time for this conversation, but I was like, listen, between all your press, I need to know, you can get like the printer where you just download your photos from your phone. You buy the film and it spits it out on the desktop, right? Or should I get this big camera that does it all? And she's like, for sure, the printer. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Who needs to lug a big camera around? She's like, right, we just don't do that anymore. It's like a fantasy. I said, okay. We hang up. 10 more minutes go by. I get back into my rabbit hole and I end up buying the big camera.
How big is the camera?
It's kind of sizey. It's pretty, you know, it's cumbersome. So now I know what's going to happen.
Can I see with your hands how big this thing is? Because you're selling it like you bought a lounge chair and you're going to carry it with you.
But I think it will fill it. So what's going to happen to me now is I'm going to be somewhere and I'm going to get so much shit from Kim and we're going to laugh about this because I'm going to be like, I'll have my phone, but I'll be like, should I bring the camera? Nobody's going to want to hold it. No. Like I'm imagining if we go on vacation, am I really going to bring this extra thing? So I can print the picture out on the go.
Like, unless you choose to bring a bag to these places. No, because then you're going to put it down. I agree. I do too.
I don't even like a purse or a bag. I don't like any of it. I take my credit cards out. I put them in my back pocket. I'm like the biggest dyke ever. I'm
spoken like a good gay, but I feel you. I'm the same way. I have a hard time carrying my phone at times. I'm like, where do I put this damn thing?
Exactly.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
So now I'm going to have the phone and I'm going to have this item.
Yeah.
It was a terrible decision. I should have listened.
Buy. Yeah.
It wasn't impulse though. It was like hours of study.
Did you use it at the party you went to?
No. So, but what's funny is
what?
It, you know, it's not going to show up till later this week. So I was like, you know what? I have an old Leica camera that I bought. I think I bought it in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I'm going to go dust it off. I find it in a cupboard somewhere. I charge everything. And I'm like, this is what I'm going to bring to the party today because I'm going by myself. It'll be cute. I'll have it slung around my shoulder. Nice. I was basically like an event photographer.
Yeah, it's a nice accessory to bring.
Oh, it's so cute. It has this little leather. It's really, I look like I should, yeah, like I'm an African safari.
It gives you an independent activity if there's no one to speak with.
That's exactly why I brought it.
I feel you.
Okay, so I go to this party. I see the people I know. I spend a good like 5 to 10 with each one. Yeah. And then once you do that, they have, you know, two of them are hosting the party. So they have multiple people to talk to. They can't babysit me.
May I say something?
Yeah.
Based on the experience you're describing, I have been in your shoes. I understand. You can never, and if you're friends with the host, well, actually, you would be friends with the host, then why would you be invited to this place to begin with if you weren't? But you can never use the host or the hosts or the hostess as one of the people you know.
When you say use,
like, they have to just be removed from the equation. Meaning, oh, I know some people there. I know, and one of the people that you know is the person throwing it. They don't count because their job is to talk to everyone as well as you and not just you. So I always treat that as like, that doesn't count.
Okay. I wish you'd told me that because before I went, because I think I was talking to Kim this morning and we were on the phone and I said, I got to tell you, I feel a little paranoid that I might have soaked up too much time.
How so? You were the last one to leave?
No, just someone's attention. No, okay. But here's what happened to me. Like, I made my rounds. I got my mocktail because, you know, I decided to stop drinking on Tuesday. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I know what we have. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. We need to talk about something. But
okay. So then I was like, the holidays are coming up. Like, just, you have a really busy, just get through work. Don't, you know what I mean? Clean it up, Haley. That's what I said to myself. So I get my mocktail. I roam around. I find there's a couple of strangers that came up to me and we would end up talking, which was great. Some people you have in common. So, oh, I know so-and-so, you know, those things happen. But then like an hour and a half later, that all wears off. And I'm like, what do I do with myself?
You go home.
Well, I should have, but I kept taking.
Go home. You did it. Two laps and you're out.
I didn't go home. I stayed probably at a good 30 minutes past what I should have.
Yeah.
And then I ducked out and I was like, phew. And I got some great pictures. I sent them. And I have to say,
thank goodness. You can put them on the travel blog when they get developed. I wish you brought a camera last week because
Kate, I wasn't in my obsession yet. Now I'm going to have it every. Wait till you see the new one.
Okay. I can't wait. Can we talk about what we did last week?
Yes.
I went a couple months ago. A friend of mine took me to see a soccer match, the Angel City Soccer League. The all-girls soccer team.
Which is a new league in Los Angeles.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Serena Williams is an
investor. It's owned by so many women.
Yeah,
it's
it's all women. They're all amazing. Serena Williams and Natalie Portman and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and it's in this gorgeous new stadium downtown. And I went and I don't like sports. I'm not a sporty gay, never have been, but it was fun. The experience is fun. And I told you about it and you're like, I want to go. So long story short, I got 4 tickets.
No, we said, we want to go, but we want to go in like high style. And you said, there's this sports agent that owes me a favor. Why, by the way? I forgot to ask you.
I didn't actually get it through the sports agent. I didn't get it through the sports agent. I got it through my agent. Anyway, point is.
Okay.
Anyway, why does sports agent owe me a favor? Because his daughter was a fan of the show and he asked if I would send a little happy congratulations video because his daughter and her wife were getting married.
Oh, cute.
So that's why I did it. So that's why he's like, anything you need. Anyway, I didn't need
him. And you're like, by the way, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, point is I didn't need him. So I get these tickets through my agent and 4 tickets. So you, Anna, Kim, and I went. And I didn't know where we were sitting. Anna had been there a few more times than me. So she was like, I think these seats are really good. We had field seats.
We were sitting next to the team. We were practically in the box with the team on the field. We had grass under our feet, soccer grass.
Yeah.
It was insane. I've never experienced anything like that before. It was so amazing.
It was incredible. And then I start getting texts from our friend Lauren. And she's like, are you here? I don't know how Lauren knew we were here. Maybe Kelly told her. I don't know. Anyway, and we're like, Lauren, where are you? And Lauren's like, I'm in this area. Like she was describing where she was. And it turned out she was directly across the field from us, but above. And she's this little tiny, like little dot of a person.
Right. And we found her.
And we found her and she like did a little dance.
She did.
To prove that she's like,
very
no,
tall.
This one's me. Huh?
Yeah.
She's very tall, very lean. Like she's just like Gumby moving around in the wind.
She's like one of those car sales blow up dolls.
And the game, and it was so fun to watch that so up close because you could see the expressions of the players' faces while they're in the match, which I like.
Oh, it was the best. Also, when it would come really near our sideline, I wanted to jump up and do like a throw in. I wanted to grab the ball and like, can I just do this one? Well, Kim, it did. She caught the ball.
She caught the ball and tossed it back.
She had to give it back to the player.
Which I don't understand. Because in baseball, when you catch a ball, you can keep it. Why can't you keep a ball?
I think they're just a little more
polite. It's a more polite sport.
Less disposable, these balls. They're just...
It's a fucking soccer league. I mean, you'd think they'd have more than one.
Well, now that we're friends with the owner, which is part of the story,
and then we made friends with the owner, which was great. Lovely, lovely, lovely woman. Met her sister.
So nice. She's like, stay back, meet some of the players.
We're like, all
here's
right,
some merch.
Love to meet some players. Can I walk on the field? What I wanted was to walk on the field because I was curious if the grass was real. Turns out it is because the little sprinklers would go on.
You were obsessed with this.
Well, I was because
is that grass real? Is it real?
Is it real?
Why? Why is it real? Is it sure? It's not fake?
I was like, Kate, it's real grass.
Well, I don't understand why it's real grass.
Because it feels good to play on. It's like sports grass.
But
it's
here's
like
my other question. The sprinklers come on and it gets slippery. We all know wet grass
that
can be slippery.
That did weird me out.
And I know that they're wearing cleats on their shoes and I get that. But when you're doing all those foot moves and running, there's like a lot of action.
I feel like it would slow you down too. I thought of that.
And my dream, and I don't think Anna likes this very much, but I want Anna. I was like, I asked the owner. I was like,
let
do you
me
need-
tell this part. No,
oh,
no, this is not at all how it went.
Why?
Because you're already telling it wrong from jump.
I'm not telling it wrong. It's
Anna
fact.
And I have side conversations.
Okay,
about
great.
Okay.
Okay. Share with the world that.
So a referee flies by, running by. And I said, Anna, oh my God, you look just like the refs with the ponytail. You can put your hair in a ponytail. You can be a ref. You should be a ref. She's like, oh, and you go, oh my God, it's such great. And right then, Julie, the owner, walks over to introduce herself. Da, da, da. And you go, hey, 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 nice to meet you. Listen, can Anna be a ref?
I said, do you need any refs? No, first I asked, how difficult is it to be a ref? And Julie's like, it's actually not that hard. And I said, she loves rules. Anna, her favorite thing are rules.
You were submitting her application for a job. She never even answered the question to, would you like to do that or not?
I think she'd
like,
be great.
It was such a quick,
you can't
think
tell
she'd
me.
Be great.
You can't tell me you don't think Anna would
I
be a great 100%
agree.
What's the nickname we've been giving her since volleyball?
Principal Smithers.
Principal Smithers. We call Anna Principal
she's
Smithers.
She's no fun.
Because she's no fun. She doesn't let anyone cheat. There's no short changing way of doing
something.
No,
she's awful. It's rules, rules, rules. And
everything's
like, oh
rules.
Oh my God.
Everything's like she always knows when I'm being naughty about something and she's like, Kate, Principal Smithers. Principal Smithers. I know. And I'm not a cheat, but like sometimes you can bend the rules a little bit.
Well, in sports, we all bend. Yeah.
Anyway, this all kicked off when we were doing our volleyball league. And that's where the nickname came. She's lived up to it beautifully since then. And I think she would be a great ref. She'd be cute in that little black outfit.
No, she'd slap her all that beautiful hair up in a ponytail. She'd have her whistle. She'd probably run with a clipboard for all
oh.
I know.
Oh,
she'd be throwing yellow and red flags down to players. She even was like, she gets if she gets so mad at things, she'd have those flags. Everyone would have penalties. People would probably get kicked off the league. They'd have so many.
Oh, the amount of, oh, yeah. Oh, like it would get dramatic with
They'd
her.
They'd be sent off the field to go back to the
locker room.
Because
I heard her next to me saying, I'd call that. That should have been called.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, well, then you should be up there. Are you glad I submitted your application?
Well, but this is, yes. And it's, I agree. Yes, she should be there. Or not should, but, you know, it'd be a great job
I thought
for
I was
her.
Being a good partner. I was like, look.
Well,
I
yet, just... the only part you missed was asking her if she'd wanted to do that or not. So the whole time you're talking to Julie, it's just like, how can I get her in? When can she start? What are the hours? Where do I get the uniform?
Is there health care?
Anna's sitting next to you like, do I have any say in this?
I just think she'd be a great ref. I think the teams would like her. I think they'd respect her.
She'd relax with us probably because she'd get it out of her system.
Oh my God, the drama coming home every night after a match saying, oh my God, you wouldn't believe what happened here, what happened there. I think, and I was watching because she's like, that's a lot of work. And I was like, look, I was like, they're running a little bit and then they stand. And they run. I was like, you don't, you know, it's not.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what gives me anxiety with refs? This happens in football, any sport I watch. When they get in the way and they're like, all of a sudden they're in the mix of some serious play. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I didn't feel that so much with soccer, but with football, yes. But they're usually on the sidelines. Same on basketball.
No, they have to be sort of...
Like soccer, actually, I take it back. You're right with soccer because they're right in it. They're right in the middle of it.
No, it happened the other day.
Yeah, no, you're right. So it is soccer.
And if someone passes the ball, you have to like duck and move. You know, Anna would have a lot. She'd have to a lot to.
I think she'd kill
it. She'd have to train.
She could do it. I think she'd be great.
But Julie acted like you needed no like.
It sounded like I could do it if I felt like it. By the time,
yeah, she was like, "Oh
no,
you want to be a ref?" Which makes me wonder about refs. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're, you know, just somebody's friend.
Well, not with Principal Smithers in your league. She won't let anything get, nothing gets past that one. No way.
It's like if you had a court case and you always hear about the judge. Oh, that judge is pretty da da da. You know, it's like she'd have a reputation around the league.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anna's reffing today.
Is Anna reffing? All right. Listen, watch out. Just watch out. She keeps an eye on this.
Yeah.
Don't get in her blind spot if you're going to do that.
Maybe, Kate, for Halloween.
She could be a ref.
You could get her a little cute. Maybe start looking today.
I could, except the problem is Anna doesn't like Halloween.
I know, but it could just be a private. And then meanwhile, you're really getting the actual leagues. Call Julie. She'll probably give you one of the real ones.
I could. Maybe Julie could get me an authentic ref gear. Just put it on her and be like, look.
You could find a really cute whistle, though, online.
That's a whistle.
I know, but some are better than others. But the strap, the string.
But wasn't that stadium nice? It was so new and clean and easy
gorgeous.
In, easy out.
Yeah. It was amazing.
The drinks were free.
Oh, this is why you started it. The conversation.
Why?
The drinks.
No, you said something.
Kim and I came to pick you up.
Yes.
You loaded into the back of the car. We start driving and we're talking about where the seats are. And then Anna's like, I think it's near... this sort of like area where there's like a bar and some food and like a buffet. Hopefully we get to be a part of that. And we're like, oh, that sounds fun. I said, oh, but I stopped drinking today.
Oh, yeah. Leisha's whole 7 hours.
It was Monday. It was Labor Day. Because I like to start when I do things like this, I get very strict. And I'm like, I like a good, like the first of the month or like a Monday. You know, I need like a...
You need a button.
Starting date that feels strong.
Yeah.
So it was a Monday, but I didn't forget, but it was Labor Day. So it wasn't really a Monday.
And we got in the car and boy, you were filled with conviction. Nope.
Yeah, I stopped drinking.
Yesterday was my last day. I'm taking a break. Whole thing. Cut two. We get to the stadium. Great parking. Easy access to getting in. We really got some good treatment. And then we get to the bar and everything's free. And Alicia goes, ooh, that looks good.
You know when little kids walk into Disneyland for the first time? That's what it felt like. I was like, it was like a buffet with free. They had free beer on draft. Like it was just, and the fact that it was free, it felt so special.
And everyone, and Leisha and Anna and Kim look at you and they go, are you really giving up? It's like today, really, your day one. So cut two.
Yeah, cut two. I had the coldest, iciest beer on draft while I watched the great soccer game. It couldn't have been happier.
Leisha's whole seven. Whole seven hours of sobriety.
Sobriety. It's great.
You did great.
Don't I look better?
That evening went down in the books for a good memory. I had such a great time. That was so much fun. I needed that. I knew I was coming into a heavy week and that was the one day.
Yeah, you had a very social weekend.
That weekend I did, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because the day before I was at your house. I went swimming.
Yeah, but this is good for you to learn is that on your weekends you can actually go do things.
Right.
And then you
right.
get back to
well,
work.
Last night was more of like, it was more of a party thing that I haven't.
But that's, you gotta put an outfit on. Oh my God. Talk about the outfit. Let me talk about this.
What outfit?
Well, mine, I had it. Well, this party I went to, it was between 12 and 4. So it was in the day. It was called a barbecue, but it was a dance party.
Oh boy.
And it's also Emmy weekend, but they're like, don't wear heels. It was the most...
Were you dancing?
Yeah, I danced for sure. But I could not figure out what to wear. So I went through a bunch of outfits. I had some great outfits on, but then I felt like it was going to be too much. And then it was hot out. And I ended up wearing like a very casual outfit. And then I got there and people were dressed.
Did you feel underdressed?
Well, not under, but I could have turned it up a little. And I was a little bummed.
I went to an Emmy party last night. And thank God I asked Claire. I was like, Claire, can you please help me? I'm at a point where my brain cannot make another decision about anything. Long story short, she was so helpful, got me a great outfit. And I went to this thing and I realized, oh, right. Like it's like, you know, going to these parties, it's work, right? It's work.
Of course.
So yeah, technically it was a party, but it was also work.
And it's why I didn't want to go.
Yeah, no, I get it.
To the same party. I was like, I can't figure out the outfit again. And then
it was nice though. I got to see someone from the old show, Ray Donovan, that I haven't seen in a while. I was so happy to see her and catch up and a few other people. It was great. But I was like, oh, right, work. But like in a social setting.
Yeah, it's social work.
Social
work. By the way, I went to record the Emmys, so don't forget.
It's on tomorrow night. It's on not on tonight.
It's like
I don't know when
like
they changed
football
it.
Football and the U.S. Open.
No.
And I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh, it's tomorrow.
Someone decided to move the Emmys to Monday, which kind of blows because that was a fun Sunday night thing.
It doesn't feel like, it feels like a very Sunday night thing. I was very confused.
Well, because all the other award shows, like the big ones, are on a Sunday.
And we're all home. Like we can watch them.
Yeah, it's the Sunday night event. You order food and you're grateful you're in your house watching it.
I wonder how the ratings are going to do with this. So this is new, right? Because I didn't remember it to be like this.
I don't remember what it was like last year. I forgot. But so I can only go based off the present. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Are you going to watch them?
If I'm home, I'm working tomorrow. So I don't know what time I'll be.
If we do watch the Emmys, we have a lot to talk about next week.
Sure, if you remember. I barely remembered the soccer match we went to last week.
That's true. I know, I did until you brought it up. I was like, oh, yeah.
You said one word.
We did that do that.
I did word association, thought of the soccer match. Because when we were leaving the stadium, we were saying,
we said,
oh, that's
we
fun.
Have something to talk about.
Pants content. And Anna goes, yeah, it's all about content.
And then
and we're
almost
like, yeah,
forgot.
We're going to talk about pants. I mean, talk about soccer. And then
literally it took 20 minutes before someone remembered.
Yeah. So let's not promise the conversation about the Emmys. Also, I have nothing to contribute. I'm not going.
Nobody's winning one. That's for
no
sure.
No one's winning one. So what firsthand experience can I give you aside from maybe watching
I just
watching
like to
it?
Talk about the TV shows I love and who won or not. The fact that Jessica Chastain isn't up for an Emmy for.
That's abhorrent.
But.
That she's not nominated.
I always want to call it A Marriage Story, and it's not. It's called.
It's called Scenes of a Marriage.
Scenes from a Marriage. Scenes from a Marriage.
No, she should. Because Oscar Isaac got nominated, as he should. He's brilliant, but she's equally brilliant. So why the snub?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Maybe because she's so good, she'll win everything. And they have to give.
Well.
Be nice and give. I know. Well, when you're that good, you're that good.
I mean, that was honestly one of the best things I've watched in the last 5 years.
I know.
On every single level.
It's things like that I would like, if we remember next week, I would like to bitch about those kinds of things.
About the snubs?
The snubs. Yeah, the snubs. I mean, I will talk a little bit about outfits. I don't want to turn into...
Joan Rivers?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to be a mean Joan Rivers, but no. It's not for me to judge, by the way, like at some of your past looks, Leash. I'm not a stone thrower by any means, but I just think the Emmys would be fun to talk about.
Yeah, if we remember.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you on set and everyone else. I will see you. No, I won't.
You're not going to see anybody. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Kate Menig, and Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa D. Montz. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can follow Pants on Instagram at The Pants Pod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.